Okay. Are you referring to the girl that you work with?
Yes, I am. Why are you recording this?
Because I want to. Don't say any names. So you don't like girly girls?
No, I don't.
Is she a girly girl?
Oh, I used to race stock cars, and I could do this, and I could do that.
Well, then why doesn't she?
Because her husband divorced her, and he was not willing to spend any more money on her little stock car hat hobby.
She raced him herself?
Yeah, the Powder Puffs.
I want to do that.
Do you? Why?
Because I like driving.
Are you afraid to crash?
True. I am.
That can happen every once in a while.
Was she afraid to crash?
I don't know. I know that you couldn't get her to pick up a bag of coin for nothing.
Does she have long fingernails?
No. But she's got this, oh, I'm so light, I can't do that. Oh, and I'm fat and heavy, and I can.
So she figures if she smiles and bats her eyelashes at you,
everybody will do it for her. I did that to start with because she was brand new.
Right, and yeah, I understand that.
I was helping somebody new out.
Uh-huh. I understand that.
But we had another girl there that was brand new, and I helped her out. Only thing is she started going, oh, thank you. I can do it myself, though, if you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, all right, it's not a problem. You know. This other one is, oh, ha, 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 I can't do that. I said, you're going to have to learn to do that, because I'm not always going to be around. Oh, sure you will. No, I won't. You're going to have to grow up.
That's funny. And she's older than me.
Yeah.
52?
Yeah.
Mean girl.
And like, you ain't pretty anymore.
She not pretty?
No, she's not pretty anymore.
You told me that too.
What, that you weren't pretty anymore?
No, when I acted
certain. I never said that.
When I act a certain way, you said, that's not pretty anymore.
That's not cute.
Oh.
That behavior isn't cute anymore.
Well, she's doing the same thing.
Yeah, it ain't cute. And she's not cute. And she ain't pretty. And give it up because I have no...
You mean I have to grow up now?
A little.
Why?
I didn't say you had to grow up all the way. Just a little.
Why?
Because it's time.
I don't want to.
I know. We all want to live in that Peter Pan world of Never Never Land.
But I can, because you let me.
To some degree, I do.
But notice I'm doing the best that I can. I got a job. And I'm going to play the victim.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because somebody says, oh, it's nice that you got a job you like.
Yeah.
And somebody said, oh, you're going to do a job that you don't even do in your own home, and then you're going to do that out. And I said, yeah, the difference is I'm going to get paid to do it.
Yeah, you get cash for the job.
You know. But I'm doing it because it will bring in, I think in the long run, it will bring in more money. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think so. I think it will bring in more money. Not a whole lot, but
it'll hold for now.
Yeah, and that's what Julie was saying too. She says it's not anything permanent, but it'll tide you over until, you know, the next thing comes along. And I think personally she probably really didn't want to hire me to work the desk because of my people skills. I think
you could probably do it.
I think so too. I'd have to kiss ass and, you know,
suck it up.
Yeah. And I think she wasn't willing to chance that, which is okay.
Or that she felt that you wouldn't want to do it.
Right. Because she did mention it way back when she first started. And I said, yeah, I don't know. Especially with that clientele. You know. Maybe in Janesville.
Yeah.
Where I don't know anybody up there, but, you know, have a little different... I could do that. But I think it'll tide me over. I do have to work on Thursday morning, though. I have to be there at 6 o'clock. And I think Friday morning, I have to read the paper again. The letter he sent Thursday, go back to work. But finish cleaning up here. And, you know, I was going to start putting stuff aside for the boy. Now I'm not even going to do that.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Because
he doesn't want to leave. He's not ready to leave.
Don't say that.
Well, it's true. When I was 21, I looked my dad in the eye and said, "Dad, it's time for me to leave home. I love you, but I gotta go." He says, "Why?" I said, "Because your young bird has grown up, and I've got wings, and I need to fly. And I need to do it for myself."
That's why I said I think it's better if I get angry at him and he's forced to do it. Because notice the other two, they were forced to do it because I was mad. They were mad. It's a great motivator, anger.
Yeah, Elena had some place to go right out the door, and she just decided, "I'm not coming back."